And now, Cause We Care continues with a very special lady, a lady who's devoted her life making sure that abused children have their rights and are placed in the right place on our planet to develop a happier life. Her name is Darcy Olson. Matter of fact, we could call this segment Cause She Cares, because that's what she's all about. Darcy is an advocate for children who's devoted her life to strengthening rights for abandoned and abused kids. Now, we were just talking about how long you've been doing this. You got into just fostering in the first place, right? And then all of a sudden, this has advanced to putting together, the Center for the Rights of Abused Children.
Well, that's right, Danny. Thank you so much for all you do for so many great causes across the valley. So I became a foster parent about 10 years ago. And I didn't know what I didn't know. And then once I saw what I saw, I couldn't turn away. And that's how eventually I fostered 10 children. I adopted 4. And then I created the Center for the Rights of Abused Children to stand in the gap and to keep these kids from falling through the cracks and stop some of the things I'd seen.
You've adopted 4 children. Okay. 4 children. You just sent kids off to school. How many, what are the ages?
They are 11, 10, 9, and 6.
almost a basketball team. That's
Danny, let me tell you, my car smells like French fries and stinky feet.
I love it. Okay. Were you afraid of, it would really be tough for me. I have a hard time fostering an animal, okay, simply because I can't stand the fact of separation. When I have to give them back, I have a hard time with that. Do you have a hard time with that at all?
Yes. I mean, it's definitely, fostering is very emotional because sometimes you can have help a child for a couple of days, and sometimes it turns into a lifetime. And when you start, you just don't know what will happen. You don't know where they will go. And I think when you have a mother's heart or a father's heart, you always have you're always going to have that worry. But when I started fostering, I told myself, if you think it's hard for you, imagine what it's like for this child in a strange place.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can heal. We have friends and we have lots of methods, and they don't. And they need us to love them and not be afraid, but just give them that love, whether it's, like I said, whether it's a couple of hours or whether it's for a lifetime. They need us. And so we need to just step up to the plate.
So in 2017, you founded the Center for the Rights of Abused Children to start advocating for the change. Have you seen change since then?
Oh, my goodness. We have been so fortunate. We've moved over 30 different child protection laws in our state of Arizona and actually across the country. One of the most critical was that we have now given every abandoned and abused child in the foster care system an attorney in their cases. So what was happening prior to this law was that these kids who were the victims of just the most horrible things that we can imagine would go into court in front of a judge, and DCS would be represented with attorneys, and the perpetrators always had attorneys that were court appointed and free.
Sure.
And the children were not represented at all. And of course, those decisions, I mean, their lives hang in the balance, whether or not they'll ever see their parents again, whether or not they'll ever see their siblings again. And we just said, this is absolutely essential for any concept of justice, that these children have someone fighting for their rights. And so we got that law 2 years ago for all of the children in Arizona, and it's making them a lot safer, and it moves their cases a lot more quickly so that they can get in and out of foster care, whether they go home to mom or dad, to a relative, or if there's no, you know, biological family, to a family like mine. With an open heart and a lot of love.
Okay, now you you have 4 adopted children. You've fostered how many?
10.
Okay. Gee, my knee. That is amazing. And how do the kids handle the adopted children? How do they handle a foster coming in?
Well, so my children have loved it because it's really all they've ever known. The oldest, she was foster adopted, and then, you know, you take younger children. So they love it. And in fact, last night they were having a debate over whether or not we should get a puppy or another baby. So At this point, I have to say, Danny, I think a puppy might be easier than a fifth child, but they just love it. And they understand, you know, they want every child to have safety and to have a loving mom and dad. And they just, they understand how fortunate they are, and they want all kids to have what they have, which is just, you know, a family. It's the most basic and simple thing, but it's everything.
How do you find out about these kids, Darcy? Oh, incidentally, we're talking to Darcy Olson, who is the advocate for children, who has put together the Center for the Rights of Abused Children. And it has been well planned in 2010. She put it all together. And since 2017, the Center for the Rights of Abused Children is a reality. And it seems to be pretty darn successful so far, I'm thinking. How do you find out about these kids?
Well, there are a couple of things. One is it's easy to go to our website, which is thecenterforchildren.org, and you can see a lot about the kinds of work we're doing. You can sign up for a monthly newsletter that keeps you up to date. And, of course, if you write to anybody, to me or to any of my associates, we will help you find where these children are. But there are about 30 agencies in our state. And those are the go-betweens between children who come into the system and are in the care of the state, and then the families who can foster them. So it's not too difficult to become a foster parent. It takes a little bit of time, but there is a need for foster parents for babies, for teenagers, and there's a waiting list of children already who need to be adopted as well. And so anyone who's interested in this, I just encourage them to reach out to us at the Center for Children, or to look at the Department of Child Safety website, and to just follow their hearts and to see how they might be able to help some of these children.
That website is thecenterforchildren.org, thecenterforchildren.org. Write it down. Some people are driving around this morning. It's Sunday, and they might not necessarily have a piece of paper and a pen in hand. So we got to keep reminding them exactly how they can get in contact. You're changing laws. How did you get involved? You got so involved that into the Congress or whatever to change the laws, to move those things around, to get bills written?
Yes. I mean, we've gone into multiple states. Right now we're in Kansas, Missouri.
Wow.
Seven bills in Arizona. We're in Washington, D.C. You know, Danny, what's incredible about this work is that people want to help children who have been abused. This is not a partisan thing. People have hearts for kids. And what we've found is that politicians and legislators, they just haven't known what to do. They don't know how to fix it. And so, you know, we come in with our lived experiences and backgrounds in the law and things like that. And we, you know, for instance, we say, look, these kids need attorneys. You pass all these laws, but there's no one to enforce them. So let's do that. Or, for instance, there are about 20,000 kids a year who go missing from the foster care system. And we found out that not only were they going missing, but the states were not searching for them.
Ooh.
They were writing them off and just calling them runaways. And, you know, we all know that five-year-old kids don't run away. And these are the number one kids who end up sex trafficked in our country. So we said every state needs to look for these kids within 24 hours, just like we would do with any of our own children. So really common sense reforms that protect their lives, that bring them to safety, and that give them a chance for a good future, the future that we'd want for any child.
Have you found in the last last year or two, especially with our open borders the way they are, has the population of the abused children increased big time?
Well, there are those kids who come over the border who don't have family.
Yeah.
The ones getting dropped over the walls and things that we've seen, they end up in sort of a parallel system like this. And they are also very much at risk for being trafficked. The New York Times did a big series on how, you know, there are 10, 11, 12, 13-year-olds, you know, working on chicken farms because they've been basically labor trafficked. So, you know, if we want to protect children, regardless of what your politics are and how you think about the border, we need to make sure that those kids are safe at the border and, you know, change those policies, because they, you know, you're talking about tens of thousands of kids coming in. And yes, so the abuse rates are up, the trafficking is up. In the last 2 years, we've seen significant increases You know, and my feeling is, regardless of where a child comes from, they deserve protections. And so if they get here, whether they got here rightly or wrongly, their lives matter too.
You darn right.
So we need to, you know, we need to make sure that they're being taken care of as well.
Okay. Well, taking care of these kids is a prerogative, certainly, and we want to be sure and stay on top of that. How do we do that exactly, other than just going to the website? Is there a phone number to call?
There is, but you know I don't have it at the tip of my tongue. I would say go to thecenterforchildren.org.
Okay.
I wanted to let people know we also run a pro bono children's law clinic. It's the only one of its kind in the state. So if you are fostering a child, or if you know a child who's in need of legal help, some of these older teens on the verge of aging out, we have resources, and we you know, it's our goal to never turn a child away who is in need of help. So we want people to know that we're there for them. We're private. We're not part of the state. People can submit right over the website if they've got a concern or something that is happening. So we want people to know that we provide that service to kids in our local community.
The website again is thecenterforchildren.org. Do not forget that, thecenterforchildren.org. And her name is Darcy Olson. And she, of course, came up with the Center for the Rights of Abused Children right here in Arizona. So you're actually, so you spread it around to other states, you say?
We are. Well, we started to do the work here. And, you know, the Arizona legislature worked so hard in a bipartisan fashion. They moved so many of these bills in a consensus way that other states started saying, well, if Arizona's doing this and everybody's working together, this actually must be something good. And so we started to get copycats of our legislation in Georgia, Louisiana, North Carolina. And then it just started taking off, and we're privately funded. We have supporters from all over the country. If you're an Arizonan, you can give your charitable foster care organization tax credit to the organization. That helps a lot. And basically, the equation is pretty simple. You know, the more resources we bring in, the more children we can help through the clinic and through these reforms. You know, Shamrock Foods Company, which we see all over the valley that makes the best milk, they actually provide for our headquarters for free. So we don't have to pay for space. We don't pay for the law clinic space. Shamrock does all of that. So all the donations that come in can really directly impact kids. So it's a really, we've just been blessed and had so many good people around us, and we're so thankful for everybody who helped.
Well, you're obviously the person who opens the door, and boy, you're a special lady. Darcy Olson, I really appreciate you taking the time to be a part of Cause We Care. This is one of those things that we have to keep in touch, because we have to update this on a regular basis to let people know. Is there anything we can do at this moment that would help you out?
Talking about us, I think if anybody wants to donate their Arizona tax credit, we would love that. If you're thinking of becoming maybe a foster parent or volunteering somewhere, maybe you're older retired parents and you think, oh, you could take in a 17 or 18 year old before they age out. Any of those things that might be on your heart or in your mind, I just encourage you to reach out to us, and we will be glad to try to help you help kids in one way or another.
If there's ever a doubt that we have angels amongst us, Darcy Olson, hello. Nice to meet you.
I
appreciate it. It's a pleasure on my part, and thanks for being a part of Cause We Care.
Thank you so much, Danny.